Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is David Linden.
Hi.
And we're sitting here with Betty Leong, who is the president of the Chinese Center of Long Island, and Ann Chan, who is a member of the Chinese Center of Long Island. And honestly, having a wonderful conversation, because these two ladies care. And that's the important thing. You care about the community. So you're not pushing the Chinese Center because you're trying to make a living or sell anything. It's a not-for-profit organization to help merge communities. That's all you're trying to do, so that everybody lives together nicely. And you try to get the involvement of the youth. I mean, the age range is 55 to 90, but that doesn't mean a 30-year-old can't get involved if they want to, and even start a group there. It's just, you know, it just seems... I've noticed it more and more. You can get a 60, 70-year-old group together easier for these community groups than a 30-year. In 30-year-old groups, they have kids. They're going out. They're running. Who's babysitting? You know.
Yeah.
I have three daughters. They all have children. It's like they can't go to meetings until the husband comes home from work. And if he has to work late tonight, you have to pay your bill. So you're not going to a meeting. So it's more seniors that have the opportunity to do some of these things.
Correct.
What are some of your initiatives going forward? Things that you're working on?
I'm working on spreading pickleball in the community in Nassau.
Pickleball?
County. Yes.
Now, where do you? My partner plays pickleball.
Yes. We have a great town supervisor, Sudi Bosberg, who created two pickleball courts at Clinton G. Martin Park. So we're hoping that the new commissioner will put more pickleball courts in the town parks, like Michael J. Tully Park, Christopher Morley Park.
Are there any pickleball courts around?
They are in the private tennis court. They're converting.
Oh, the private ones. Okay.
The private one. The Pickle and Paw, they're all east of us. Glen Cove have a great one.
Okay.
JCC, the JCC... They call it JCC.
Yeah, JCC, I know. Roslyn. JCC Roslyn.
Yeah, they have beautiful courts. They charge very minimal for the seniors, $12 an hour. And then, so you get a group together, you go, they reserve a court.
You have to be a member?
JCC, you have to, but Pickle and Paw, I don't think so.
Okay.
There's quite a few.
I don't know how pickleball has gotten so popular.
Because we have ambassadors in Nassau County. Jones Wong, who was the first ambassador, I think, representative, he approached the town of Hempstead. Now the South Shore is Long Beach.
Right.
Tons of pickleball courts. What they do is they reline the tennis courts. They don't make new pickleball courts themselves because it costs a lot of money. So they took a pickleball court and they drew lines.
So now the tennis courts are gone.
No, the tennis court's still there. So it's
dual
purpose.
Oh, you can play the pickle in the middle and then go to, depending on what you're doing.
Right. So people in the Merrick, Oceanside, Lynbrook, Baldwin, they all have pickleball courts. The North Town, North Hempstead only have one in Clinton G. Martin Park right now.
Wow.
So I'm pushing for more than town of Hempstead. For us.
What is pickleball?
It's a paddle with a wiffle ball and a bat. And it's like tennis, but smaller court. Have you known the size of badminton court?
Yeah.
It's smaller.
It's
40,
badminton.
44 inches
tennis
by 20.
And ping pong.
Yes, it's a combination.
Some
of
combination.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, why don't
it's
they stop?
Part of a game right
it is.
There.
It's
what it is.
Correct.
But
correct.
They say who plays it, it's very active.
It's
game.
Not just a senior game. It's,
no.
We're having our first Nassau County pickleball tournament February on Valentine's weekend, February 14th, 15th, and 16th at Nassau County. Come on out and check us out. I'll be volunteering there.
14th, 15th, and 16th at the Coliseum?
Yes. So maybe you'd like to be invited. I'll send a note to the, you can cover it.
Hey, John, there's an opening on the team.
You want to play, you want to be competitive? You just go on the, you can also still
just
sign up.
Just bring candy, I'll be competitive. No pickles, candy I want.
So second thing is that robotics classes. A lot of middle school, high school kids are into robotics now. So our center has created a new program starting in March for robotic students who a lot of students cannot get into the program because you have to be top students in your high school or middle school.
Which makes sense, unfortunately.
So our program here is for everyone. You don't have to be Einstein to learn about robotics.
Right.
It's a kit you learn, put together with your dad. We're starting with the younger age because 8 to 12, to get them interested. Nothing fancy, get them interested in learning about robotics and technology. So that's what we are hoping at the center. We do this on a Saturday. So anyone interested can also...
call 311. All that stuff, the pickleball, we made fun. It's important because it's exercise.
Yes.
It's exercise. And you win, you lose. Who cares? We're not talking about going to the Olympics. And robotics, the same thing. It's a different... Robotics is more intellectually geared.
But you start them young.
But I agree with you.
They get interested
right away. They like it, you know.
So, because everyone... I know in Great Necks Out, we have a great robotic team. We're always number one.
I knew that. For going back for 10 or 15 years, they've been number one.
Just this past year, they were number one again.
I have 6 grandchildren. And I have boy, girl, boy. That's not the point. The oldest one is 9, and then the next one is 6. But the older boy is into sports, and he's very good. I'm not saying he's very good because he's mine. The second one, who's 6, is into Legos and building. And you give him, you dump a bunch of junk on the table, and he has an airplane. He has a car made. He has something made out of it. That, you know, it's like... He doesn't have to be in sports. Who cares about sports? He likes building stuff.
Yeah.
He builds a house. He builds something. You look at it, it's like, it's dimensional even. You know, like, give me a break. He did a good job. And sometimes it's silliness that he built, and then he attacks me with it, but that's fine. That's his business. But, you know, honestly, the robotics, I think the robotics is such an important thing for kids. And more schools have robotic classes that... Give them a shot. See if they can. And I know St. Great Nick's Out is tremendous. What's his name?
The
teacher there?
Yeah,
he's, you know, anyway, he's very good.
There are books being written that are about robotics, not making them, the world of robotics and people using them. There are some mysteries that I just finished one. I can't remember the author's name, but... Robotics is an important part.
Oh yeah, it's an important part of tomorrow. There's no question about it. And that's it. It's your mind.
I mean,
and
it's coming.
Your body. You got to keep your body in shape, and you got to keep your mind active. You got to keep them both active. You know, otherwise it's, you know, and that's why organizations like this. You want to say something?
No, I see this St. Patrick. So what I was saying is that in the very beginning. 60 years ago, when we came to Long Island, we were hoping, you know, to pair up our children to get married, you know.
Right.
But what happened was...
The Irish didn't let you in? Come on.
It didn't happen. In fact, we have a cousin that married an Irishman.
Right.
And they bought property in Ireland. So this Chinese family is going to Ireland. They're not going to... You know, so, and my daughter married a Jewish family, you know, and they were in...
You're really not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're sending everybody all over the world.
It's not, yeah, and the Italian-American sister-in-law, my mother-in-law is Jewish, my sister-in-law is Italian, so it's not Chinese anymore.
Right.
My nephew said to me, in 2 more reunion, Auntie Anne... There's not going to be any more Chinese faces anymore.
That's fine.
All right. That's good.
You know, in another generation or two,
there's
not going to be any. I'm a firm believer that not in my lifetime, but in the baby over there, honestly, you're going to go, and the kids that are going to be born are going to be a combination of Chinese and African-American, or Chinese, Irish, and Italian, or Japanese, German, and something else. Everybody keeps meeting. You go into Manhattan.
Yeah.
There's no such thing of saying meeting somebody and finding out that person is pure Irish, pure Chinese, pure Italian, pure anything.
Yeah.
They're not. There's some combination. And we have to accept it.
But there's a situation where in our family we have one that's married to Japanese American.
Right.
And of course, he was the father was intern in the intern camp, you know, in Topaz.
I worked with him.
And then, so we're Chinese. So when they used to get together, they were very upset because they would have these big discussions how
we hate this
and that.
Don't talk politics.
Yeah, no, but I understand. That stuff has to go. I, you know, like some people can't give that up.
John,
you have to.
No, what happened was that the uncle was in World War II.
Right.
And the Japanese took over like Hong Kong and all of China. So he has some negative feeling about that, of course.
In the future, whenever that happens, just give him cheesecake. I always tell people, if you have a bad feeling about something, eat cheesecake. It always works.
Junior's cheesecake.
Junior's, I don't care who's cheesecake. But I know, some people can't give in. And it's just like,
no, you
weren't there. They were. I wasn't there. It's like, you got to give in.
They carry this with them. It's part of them. I know. But what you said about the Bundy, I would agree with you, except the caveat, the white nationalists in this country.
Right.
They will not accept the concept of it, of mingling, of it. If you're not white.
Right, right.
Well, that's their problem.
Right.
I think that's the natural thing, as time goes down, breaks down.
Every group has that, and that's just the white.
Right, right, everybody. I agree with you. And then it'll break
Asians
down.
Who, they only Asians, marry only Asians.
Yeah, I think every group has a group like that.
And you even see movies about it. We only have a minute. All of a sudden, you'll have a white nationalist that falls in love with an Asian, and they will slip outside it. Next thing, it's two. It won't be as quick, but it happens, you know. And you have to think it's going to happen because that's the only way the world will go on. I'm agreeing.
But my children were in The King and I together.
Oh, really?
With the Kochiyama children. So they've been friends for 50 years.
No, that's terrific.
So with the younger generation, there's no problem.
100%, I agree.
The older generation.
They hold on to grudges. Which is a shame. And the younger ones, they could care less. Yeah. We're basically out of time. This was so interesting. Yeah. We're going to announce the 14th, 15th, and 16th. And as you have stuff that's coming up, please, just let Christina know, because we'll announce it. Like, the next portion, we bring everything to anybody's attention.
Okay.
So if you have an event coming up, the gala, anything like that, we have no problem in announcing it. You're two lovely ladies. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.